This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has given as much priority to people, economy and innovation as it has given to infrastructure and industries in terms of investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing yesterday, the Prime Minister said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars: education, skill and healthcare. He added that the telemedicine facility is being expanded to all primary health centers. The Prime Minister said the future of the nation is determined by investments in innovation. He asserted that artificial intelligence has the potential to contribute several lakh crore rupees to India's economy, underscoring the need for rapid progress in this direction.
भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था में आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस कई लाख करोड़ रुपए की ग्रोथ दे सकती है इसलिए हमें इस दिशा में तेजी से आगे बढ़ना है इस बजट में एआई ड्रिवेन एजुकेशन और रिसर्च के लिए 500 करोड़ आवंटित किए गए हैं भारत एआई की क्षमताओं को विकसित करने के लिए नेशनल लार्ज लैंग्वेज मॉडल की स्थापना भी करेगा इस दिशा में हमारे प्राइवेट सेक्टर को भी दुनिया से एक कदम आगे रहने की जरूरत है
The Prime Minister also mentioned the establishment of a national gene bank to preserve India's plant genetic resources to ensure genetic resources and food security for future generations. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, while speaking at the concluding session of the webinar, said the government is committed to making India a global innovation hub. He said 20,000 crore rupees have been allocated for research, development and innovation in the Union Budget 2025-26. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met with the Japanese business delegation led by Tatsuo Yasunaga in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he was encouraged by their expansion plans in India and their steadfast commitment to make in India, make for the world. Mr. Modi further expressed hope for deepening economic collaboration with Japan, India's special strategic and global partner. Union Minister for Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandviya yesterday said India's social security coverage has doubled from 24.4% to 48.8%. Addressing the post-budget webinar on the theme Investing in People, the minister emphasized that a nation's greatest asset is its people. He added that 10 new employees, State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, medical colleges have been approved, with plans for 10 more in the pipeline. The minister outlined the government's mission to skill and empower India's youth, ensuring that Indian talent makes a global impact. Dr. Mandviya presented data underscoring the success of employment initiatives, revealing that 17.1 crore jobs were created between 2014 to 24, including 4.6 crore in the past year alone. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held wide-ranging and productive talks with his British counterpart David Lammy at Chevening House in England over the past 2 days. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two sides discussed the entire gamut of bilateral ties with a special focus on strategic coordination, political cooperation, trade deal negotiations and people-to-people exchanges. He noted that both sides agreed to formulate next steps to further strengthen and structure these ties. He added that they exchanged views on regional and global issues, including the Ukraine conflict, West Asia, Bangladesh, and the Commonwealth. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that in an uncertain and volatile world, India-UK relations contribute to stability and prosperity. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland until 9th of this month, will embark on a 2-day visit to Ireland today. Eyal Zamir took over as the 24th chief of the Israel Defense Forces yesterday, warning that Israel's multi-front conflict would be ongoing and vowing to strike its enemies with tremendous force. Zamir, 59, assumed his new role during a change of command ceremony at the Kiryat military base in Tel Aviv, following government approval of his appointment on February 16. He succeeded Herzi Halevi, who resigned in January after admitting his failure to defend Israelis during the Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023. Zamir, a former Director General of the Defense Ministry, joined the military in 1985 and became a tank commander the following year. In the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India after beating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore yesterday. Chasing the highest ever target of 363 runs in the tournament's history set by New Zealand, South Africa managed to score 312 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.